Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Well, 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 let's have a little John Lennon concert.
Better get yourself together, darling. Join the human race.
John Winston Lennon.
Who the heck do you think you are? A superstar.
I just stubbed my toe.
Aw, sorry.
You're sitting down. How did you stub your toe?
And I had to shut the microphone off quickly.
Did you say a bad word?
I didn't, Jennifer. All right, anyway, let's honor John Lennon, composer, musician, one-fourth of the Beatles, husband of... What was his first wife's name? I don't even want to mention his second wife's name because she's such a pain. Father of Julian and Sean. Born in 1940 in Liverpool. He would have been 75 had he lived. Can you imagine what the world would be like without the influence of the Beatles in terms of music? It's amazing. I don't think there's anybody anyway who doesn't know something about the Beatles. He's responsible for our thought of the day today. And it comes loud and clear through this song. He wrote once, when I was five, my mother always told me that happiness was the key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I wrote down happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment, and I told them they didn't understand life.
Oh, wow. That's
how about that for profundity?
Deep.
Isn't that
deep.
Pretty good?
For a five-year-old, he made that up. There's no way a five-year-old said that.
You know what? Doesn't mean how old you are.
He said when he went to school.
He tells the story as an adult. But think about it. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I wrote down happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment. I told them they didn't understand life. One of the things that I find make it wonderful to be happy if you have it, you know? You can be happier. I've had it both ways, my father used to say, with and without, I'll take it with, please. John's widow, he lived a good life, plenty of money. His wife is better off than he was, but economically. Anyway, how many of the songs that he wrote for the Beatles can you name? How many things that he did on his own after the Beatles broke up? He was given the Order of the British Empire, but he gave it back because the Brits were involved in the Nigerian Civil War. He was pretty much a person unto himself, as we know. But he made it well. He made the mix work. And so I think that's kind of what I like. I like Whatever Gets You Through the Night, Richie. Great celebratory song. I also love this song, as a matter of fact. Woman.
Next emotions at my thoughtlessness. After all,
it can.
Yeah.
Also known as Mr. Beatles here on the Good Day
Program.
Yeah,
he knows all there is to know about the Beatles.
Was there ever a conspiracy theory that Yoko was behind his being shot, that she may have paid what's-his-name and hired him?
Not that I've ever
heard that one before. Really? Where'd you get that?
It just popped into my head.
Mm. December 8th, 1980, shot in front of his New York City apartment. So that's a mind-blower in and of itself, isn't it? 35 years. Yeah, thank you. Well, I always throw an extra 10 in there. I don't know why. So let's all hold a good thought for the music, the pleasure that we've gotten from John Lennon. I always have thought that Imagine was the most profound song that he ever wrote. He had a lot of fun with some of the good stuff like this. He mimicked Ringo. In a sense, that way. Oh, he's much more serious than Ringo. Ringo's coming to Boston a couple of weeks. I got a ticket for it the other day.
Cool.
Yeah,
you're like a concert goer.
A lot of fun. Yeah, well, we're having fun going to a lot of these concerts. It's good. Time to spread the rings, you know what I mean? All right, so let's hold a good thought for John Lennon as we think about his music and his contribution to world issues, well as music. 28 after.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, Biketoberfest.
The laws are tough,
so
you gotta roll smooth here.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute, Biketoberfest experience.
Well, I came down here to enjoy myself. Been here for 6 weeks. I have been arrested 3 times and spent 11 days in jail.
What happened?
I had 4 or 5, and I'm walking down the beach. I'm flailing my arms. Guy comes up to me. He's the beach patrol, kind of like a mall cop. Seems like you've had a little too much drink there, son. Why don't you put your hands behind your back? You're under arrest. I said, for what? You're drunk in public. That's my experience in Daytona Beach.
Parting thought.
Spent 9 days in jail. They give you 10. You get 1 day for good time. 9 days in jail because I couldn't bond myself out. You gotta roll smooth here.
Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you accidentally heard two people talking. Okay, let's admit it. You were eavesdropping. You listened intently to this accidental conversation. How likely are you to believe what they say? Here's the social science of it. It's called the overheard communication trick, and advertisers use it all the time to their advantage. You're watching TV, and one buddy tells another buddy about a new product that really works. Just listening indirectly persuades you. People are influenced more when they think they are accidentally overhearing a conversation intended for someone else.
You know those radio ads where two people with annoying voices yammer back and forth? I invented those.
What's the cheap psychological trick? When you overhear something, they're not trying to persuade you, or so you think. So you pay more attention and you're persuaded even more indirectly. Got a question? Would love to hear from you. Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.